Like the hills of Tennessee seem quieter than before. Like every porch light in the Smokies knows she won't come through that door. And somewhere there's a little child with a brand new book in hand who'll never know the woman who helped them learn to understand. She came from almost nothing, but she never hid the scars, and dressed herself in rhinestones and carried country to the stars. Big hair, high heels and diamonds, a look completely all her own. She could laugh about the image, but beneath it stood a heart of gold. She wrote the words that broke our hearts, then sang them back together, and somehow made a simple song feel like it could last forever. She sang, she danced, she owned the stage, she made the silver screen her home. She can make a room erupt in laughter, then break your heart before the song was gone. 3,000 songs and countless stories, a lifetime poured into every line. But the greatest thing that Dolly gave was how she made the people around her shine. So let the mountains mourn tonight, let the Tennessee sky cry. We've lost a voice, we've lost a light, but love like hers does not just die. It lives in every child who reads, in every dream she helped to start, in every hand she quietly held, in every hopeful human heart. She gave us more than songs to sing, more than memories left behind. Dolly gave this world her love, and that may be the greatest thing she leaves behind. There was Jolene, 9 to 5, a coat of many colors worn with pride, and words of love the whole world learned that traveled far beyond her mountainside. There were movies, stages, records, books and businesses bearing her name. She built an empire out of dreams, but never seemed consumed by fame. Beneath the Smokies she built a place where generations came to play, a world of music, work and laughter that will carry on another day. She knew success could build much more than mansions, marquees, wealth and pride. It could give a family honest work and give a struggling child a chance in life. So let the mountains mourn tonight, let the Tennessee sky cry. We've lost a voice, we've lost a light, but love like hers does not just die. It lives in every child who reads, in every dream she helped to start, in every hand she quietly held, in every hopeful human heart. She gave us more than songs to sing, more than memories left behind. Dolly gave this world her love, and that may be the greatest thing she leaves behind. Millions of books,
millions of dreams,
sent to little hands
she would never even see.
No cameras needed,
no applause,
just a woman who believed that when you have been blessed with plenty, you give somebody else what they need. And maybe that's the measure when the final curtain falls. Not how brightly they spelled your name, or how high you stood above us all. who stood taller because you came, who found some hope because you knew their name, who got a chance because you cared. Dolly, you were there. Tonight the stage is empty, but the work is far from done. There are songs still being played somewhere, and children reading one by one. There are actors, writers, singers who found courage watching her. There are families earning livings from a dream she made endure. Somewhere in those Tennessee hills, tomorrow morning still will come. Dollywood will open up its gates, and somebody will play her songs. The lights will glow, the wheels will turn, the theaters will fill again. Because she built something big enough to keep on giving without. So let the mountains mourn tonight. Let every old church bell reply. We lost a voice, we lost a light. But love like hers will never die. It lives in every child who reads, in every dream she helped to start, in every song that finds a lonely soul and puts some courage in. She gave us laughter,
she gave us tears,
she gave us music for our lives. She gave her fortune, she gave her time,
she gave much more than money buys.
And when they ask what Dolly left, don't only count the songs she wrote,
count every life she lifted up,
every child she gave someone.